The Government of Alberta is encouraging all Albertans to be prepared and proactive with the onset of wildfire season on March 1. In a joint statement on February 28, Minister of Forestry and Parks Todd Loughnane noted that a major key to stopping wildfires is preventing them from occurring in the first place. It is essential that every Albertan understands their role in preventing wildfires, which is why we are increasing public awareness campaigns and promoting safe practices for outdoor activities, while also enforcing fire bans as necessary, said Loughnane in a released statement. Every small effort counts in preventing wildfires and protecting our communities and natural resources. Loughnane notes that the province is focusing on a three-pronged approach to wildfire season this year: prevention, mitigation, and readiness to respond. For situations where prevention is not enough, we have strengthened our wildfire mitigation efforts, Loughnane continued. Mitigation efforts included controlled burns, the creation of fire breaks, and managing forest vegetation to reduce or eliminate fuel for fires. FireGuard projects are currently underway in the Bow Valley near Canmore, as well as Cypress Hills Provincial Park, Hinton, Whitecourt, and Slave Lake, said Loughnane. In 2024, the Forest Resource Improvement Association of Alberta, FRIAA, funded 38 fire smart projects across the province worth more than $3.4 million. These measures focus on wildfire prevention and mitigation, educating communities on fire safety and supporting local emergency response plans. Continuing, Loughnane noted that Alberta has some of the best firefighting personnel in the world, and are highly trained, well-equipped, and ready to respond to any incidents. We continue investing in the technology and resources needed to support firefighting efforts through Budget 2025, which provides $160 million in base funding for wildfire personnel, equipment, training, and contracts for aircraft, dozers, and night vision-equipped helicopters, continued Loughnane. This ensures we can mobilize significant resources quickly and effectively when needed. I have every confidence in our wildfire teams and their ability to meet the challenges ahead. On a positive note, in contrast to the 2024 wildfire season, the 2025 wildfire season is beginning with 10 active fires in the province. A year ago, 60 fires burned. This is in large part thanks to the incredible work of Alberta's wildland firefighters and support teams, the resilience of Alberta's communities, and to the province's historic investments, preparations, and quick response to last year's wildfires, concluded Loughnane. As Albertans take the time to enjoy our incredible outdoor opportunities this year, it is important to remember we all have a shared responsibility in preventing wildfires. I encourage everyone to follow fire bans and restrictions. Remember, you must have a permit for any burning in the forest protection area, and follow the soak it, stir it, and soak it again method to ensure your campfires are extinguished completely. By working together, we will be ready to face whatever the 2025 wildfire season brings.